This is Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and this hour we will be listening to guitarist and singer Jerry Reed.
Son! Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah,
when you're hot, hot,
you're hot. The court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well,
when you're hot, you're hot.
I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal.
Jerry Reed with his hit, When You're Hot, from his 1971 album of the same name. Welcome to the program, everyone. You're listening to Connecting the Notes, and this hour we are exploring the music and life of Jerry Reed. In country music, he is known as the Guitar Man. He has played alongside Chet Atkins and Elvis Presley, and found an audience with his own solo albums and on the silver screen as an actor, most notably in the classic Smokey and the Bandit films. Reed was born on March 20th, 1937 in Athens, Georgia. He released his first single in 1955 at the age of 18 and continued cutting rockabilly and country singles for the next several years. His efforts were little noticed until Gene Vincent recorded his song Crazy Legs in 1958.
Well, I got a little woman called Crazy Legs. She's the queen of the teenage crowd. I haul a cat, stuff the nickels in the old jukebox, just to watch her do the bop when the music gets loud. Crazy legs, I'm bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean meta. She's mine, 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 all mine. Well, I'm crazy about crazy legs and crazy legs are crazy about me. Well, I'm crazy about crazy legs and crazy legs is crazy about me. Well, she's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, 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 all mine. Jump! Well, now when she hears the music, well, it gets in the feet. Well, then she starts a-rocking with a crazy beat. She does a different kind of rhythm with every song. Well, that's why they call her Crazy Legs, cause she's real gone. Crazy legs, a-bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, 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 all mine. Jump, man, jump! Well, she can bop, she can boogie, she can move and jump with a style that's her own. Just give her lots of room and a rock and roll tune, and she'll do the bop till the cows come home. Crazy legs, crazy legs. floor, doodle bop, crazy legs, doodle bop. She's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, 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 all mine, doodle bop.
Gene Vincent with Jerry Reed's Crazy Legs, recorded in 1958. Around this time, Jerry Reed enlisted in the military and would serve over the next 2 years. His musical reputation continued to grow during his time in the service, thanks in large part to Brenda Lee, cover of his song That's All You Gotta Do, released in 1960.
Here's all you gotta do. Tell me just how you feel. Tell me that your love is real. And I'll give my heart to you. Baby, that's all you gotta do.
That was Brenda Lee with her 1960 rendition of Jerry Reed's That's All You Gotta Do. In 1961, after his stint in the military was complete, Reed moved to Nashville, where he continued his work as a songwriter and session guitarist. His singles began to find popularity and eventually would find their way to Chet Atkins, who became an important collaborator and influence on Reed. Here's one of those early singles by Reed. It's called Hully Gully Guitar.
Wanna hear the bill that
thank you. jail, I quit my job down at the car wash, left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar up under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-haunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bummed me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started checking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. Got the same old story, them all-night peers, there ain't no room around here for a guitar man. But don't need a guitar man, son. So I slipped in hobo jungles, bombed a thousand miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they called Big Jack. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar man. Show 'em, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, or make it on out to the club called Jackson. You've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who's leading that five-piece band? Well, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, hey.
Terry Reid with 1967's Guitar Man. That song was monumental for his career because it drew interest from Elvis Presley, who decided to record the song. As the story goes, after attempting the song several times, Elvis still wasn't satisfied with the guitar take, so he invited Jerry Reid to lay down the guitar as he did on his original. As Reid recalled in a 2005 interview, quote, "Elvis had heard my album cut and he wanted it to sound like that. His producer was an old friend of mine from Atlanta, Felton Jarvis, who said, well, you're going to have to get Reid in here to play on it then. He's a finger picker, and those guys don't have any idea what he's doing because he does all this weird stuff anyway. He tunes them strings weird. So I got in there, and I tuned that E string down and that B string up, and I hit that intro."
While I quit my job down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers, there ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles, I roamed 1,000 miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like, I was a swinging little guitar man. Show 'em, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, make it on out to a club called Jackson, you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging to find his little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. I guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
Elvis Presley went on to record three more Jerry Reed songs. Reed's A Thing Called Love and Talk About the Good Times were recorded by the King a few years later, while Elvis recorded the single U.S. Mail during the same session as Guitar Man, once again using Jerry Reed as his guitarist.
I'm a U.S. Mail, because I was born in a Mississippi town on a Sunday morning. Now, Mississippi just happens to occupy a place in the southeastern portion of this here United States. Now, that's a matter of fact, buddy, and you know it well. So I just call myself the U.S. Mail. That's M-A-L-E, son. That's me. Now, I said all that to say all this. I've been watching the way you've been watching my miss. For the last 3 weeks, you've been hot on her trail. You kind of upset this U.S. Mail. You touch her once with your greasy hand. I'm gonna stretch your neck like a long rubber band. She's wearing a ring that I bought her on sale. That makes her the property of this U.S. Mail. You better not mess with the U.S. Mail, my friend. The U.S. Mail gets mad, he's gonna do you in. You know what's good for yourself, son. You better find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. Mail. Snow, the U.S. Mail is on his toes. So quit watching my woman, cause that ain't wise. You ain't pulling no wool over this boy's eyes. I catch you around my woman, champ. I'm gonna leave your head about the shape of a stamp. Kinda flattened out, so you'll do well to quit playing games with this U.S. Mail. Better not mess with the U.S. Mail, my friend, huh? The U.S. Mail gets mad, he gonna do you in. Good for yourself, son. You know, and find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. Mail. Sock it to me one time. Look at me. All right. I'm gonna tell it like it is, son. I catch you messing around that woman of mine. Lay one on him. You talking to the U.S. Mail, the American U.S. Mail.
With Elvis, Chet Atkins, Brenda Lee, and Gene Vincent covering his songs, Jerry Reed became an in-demand session player and performer. In a 2005 interview, Reed discussed how his playing style evolved from playing dances in Atlanta, saying, quote, "Every show, Ray would do Ray Charles' Hallelujah, I Love Her So. I love the piano intro on that. It had the counterpoint, the bass line going up, and had the melody on top. I said, man, I want to do that. And that's what got me started, was all that counterpoint stuff that I did. I loved R&B and rock and roll and country and gospel. And in Atlanta, when you played dances, you had to play it all. It just evolved into the way I played my guitar."
there crying, boy, brings to mind all the things I told you one time. I told you she'd hurt you and leave more regret and more heartache than you could ever forget. So sit there and cry, boy, the way that I did one time, and wish you could die, boy, to get that woman off of your mind. Go on and fall all to pieces, boy, the way that she made me do. I know what you're going through, and I feel for you. Took her from me, you thought you'd found the woman to build your whole world around. I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't see. She'd leave you for someone way she did me. Now sit there and cry, boy, the way that I did one time, and wish you could die, boy, to get that woman off of your mind. Go on and fall all to pieces, son, the way that she made me do. I know what you're going through, and I feel for you. Yes, I know what you're going through, and I feel for you.
Jerry Reed with 1967's I Feel For You. The following year, Reed would earn his first top 20 hit as a performer with his homage to Elvis Presley titled Tupelo, Mississippi Flash.
I'm gonna tell you a story that's all about this job I had one time as a town scout. I'd had a hard day at the office and the boss wasn't in town. The day this hairy-legged guitar picker just happened to come around. Well, he walks into my office with a great big grin. And folks, that's where my story really begins. He said, son, my name is Beauregard Rippey. I come to you from Tupelo, Mississippi. I write songs and I sing like a bird. I play licks on my guitar like you ain't never heard. But I'm down on my luck, things are just a little slack. I got a quarter in my pocket and a shirt on my back. But you buy me some supper, give me a place I can sleep. Said I'll sing you some songs and knock your head in the creek. I got talent, boy. Sit back home, they call me the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. Well, I knew I was in a room with some kind of a nut when he pulled out that pack of used cigarette butts. So that's when I told him, we can't use you today. So I handed the boy a dollar and I sent him on his way. Well, the boss got back and we both had a laugh when I told him about the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. And pretty soon I had the story circulating around about this Mississippi nut that we had in our town. I said, watch him, everybody, the boy's squirrely. He walks around, calls himself the Tupelo, Mississippi Flash. While I was driving to my home, I just happened to have my car radio on.
when I heard a jockey raving about a brand new smash by a kid called a Tupelo Mississippi Flash. Why, I almost wrecked my automobile. I went through red lights. I hit a traffic cop. Why, well, my story's got an ending and it's short and sweet. The boss man, he fired me and left me out in the street. But I got a new job now and I'm a-learning real fast. I'm a-driving the bus for the Tupelo Mississippi Flash. And his Cadillac, I'm driving that farm too. And that yacht he's got, and his airplane. Well, chauffeur, show good, I always say. That's a Tupelo Mississippi, who ever heard of it?
Hello everyone, you're listening to Connecting the Notes. Thank you for joining us this hour as we take a look at the life and music of guitar player, singer, and actor Jerry Reed. Playing in the background is a recording from the album Me and Jerry by Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed. This 1970 collaboration earned the pair a Grammy for Best Country Instrumental Performance. Chet Atkins produced a lot of Jerry Reed records and also recorded Reed's songs as his own. Chet Atkins credits Reed with helping him with the finger work used on his hit Yakety Axe. Reed is also one of only four guitarists that Chet graced with the title Certified Guitar Player.
Was a hell of of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator, and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodeau, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Mills South and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodeau.
Amos Moses, another crossover hit by guitarist Jerry Reed. The Country Music Association voted Jerry Reed Musician of the Year in 1971 and 1972, and a string of hits followed, including When You're Hot, You're Hot, and his cover of Dick Feller's Lament of the Modern Automobile, titled Lord, Mr. Ford.
Well, if you're one of the millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke-belching four-wheel buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son. Well, I'm not a man to point a judge, very willing to hold a grudge, but I think it's time I said me a few choice words. All about that demon, the automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, but me and the finance company own a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in a pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I once spent 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke and the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy is a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,099. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Father and mother own one whole car and a half another, and I bet that half a car's a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now, red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now, all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pants. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Well, if the Lord that made the moon and the stars would have meant for me, then you'd have cars he'd have seen that was all born with a parking space. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Come away with me, Lucille, in my smoking, choking automobile.
In the 70s, Reed became a regular on the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour television show, and he soon made the jump to the movie screen, debuting alongside Burt Reynolds in WW and the Dixie Dance Kings in 1975. He paired up with Burt Reynolds again in 1977, co-starring in the movie Smokey and the Bandit. In the movie, Burt Reynolds, who is nicknamed the Bandit, accepts the job of driving from Georgia to Texas to pick up 400 cases of West Coast beer and smuggling it back into Georgia. The Bandit recruits his friend Cletus Snow, played by Jerry Reed, to help him on the mission. So the team has 28 hours to drive to Texas, load up 400 cases of beer, and drive back to Georgia. Along the way, who should they pick up strolling down the interstate in her, with her thumb out but a young Sally Field wearing a wedding dress? Sally Field plays a runaway bride in the movie, and her father-in-law-to-be is Texas County Sheriff Buford T. Justice, who immediately becomes hell-bent on catching the Bandit. Hilarity ensues. In addition to co-starring in the movie, Reed also provided the soundtrack, which included the hit Eastbound and Down.
Fine. I'm a little worried about Fred now. He's been gnawing everything in the cab of this truck, barking and screaming. I think he's turned into a stalk of bananas. Come back.
What's your 20?
About 16 miles this side of Mississippi.
Whoa, hold it.
I just passed another Kojak with a Kodak. This place is crawling with bears. Where the hell are you? Come back.
I'm still trying to get rid of that Texas County Mountie. I don't know what the hell he wants.
You know what he wants. I mean, how would you like to be the dude that handcuffs a legend?
Listen, give me 5 minutes. We're gonna put some moves on that mother. I'll meet you at Ole Miss.
Well, you better hurry, or we can just kiss that money goodbye. You understand that?
I'll read you loud and clear. 10-4.
You got the one snowman. I'm eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go. And a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Them ears on, he's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound to Plateau Bandit Run.
Well, it was midnight, cold and rainy, in the sleepy town of Fairburn, population small. An angry man stood out on Main Street, shivering in his coat sleeves by the city hall wall. Thumbing every car that passed him for an hour, but they wouldn't look at him at all. So he yelled, "Damn you, friends and neighbors, you won't give me a ride. My feet are sore from a walk, and I'm froze to my inside. Lord, a man can catch his death cold or severe case of flu, thanks to friends and neighbors like you." Dun-dun, 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 dun. But he comes storming into my restaurant, dripping water soaking wet and a freezing cold. I poured him a hot black cup of coffee, took his coat off, cussing mad, and here's a tale that he told. Said, "I picked up a young hitchhiker, took my billfold and my car, and left me off down the road. Well, I must have walked for hours to get here, went to see old friend the sheriff in my desperation. He just sat there and picked his teeth, laughed a little when I told him of my situation. And when I finished, he leaned back and belched, said, let me see some identification. 'Cause," he said, "damn you, friends and neighbors, seems like every Saturday night I get an office full of this same old boat. Some drunk that's up half tight. Every weekend, same old story. Don't get home till one or two. Thanks to friends and neighbors like you." Dun-dun, 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 dun. Well, I called your chef a dirty name, then was thrown out through his front door by a big deputy. I hit that sidewalk cussing, shook my fist back in his face, said, "You can't do this to me. 'Cause I'm a circuit judge for Monroe, Sheriff, and you gonna pay for all this indignity." Well, I've seen some angry people, but I never seen a man as mad as that fella was. He said, "I never did like Fairburn. I hate the rain, I hate hitchhikers, and I'm sick of your local buzz. And if I ever saw a town that needs another sheriff, this is the one town that does." And he yelled, "Damn these friends and neighbors," as he grabbed his coat to leave. Well, this night I spent in Fairburn, just too funny to believe. Thought I could write a book of jokes about what I've been through in this town of friends and neighbors like you. Dun-dun, 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 dun. I just am not ready. Fairburn. I'm glad I found one friend. Neighbor, thanks for the coffee here. I think I'll get back across the street. I think I saw a greyhound coming.
Welcome to the program, everyone. This is Connecting Notes, and we've been listening to the music of Jerry Reed this hour. While Reed became popular largely due to his presence in movies and on television shows, music and the guitar remained important to him. As he told Guitar Player magazine, quote, "You've got to love guitar. Love sitting down with it 18, 20 hours a day. I did it, and I don't regret a minute of it. I lived with that instrument day and night for 25 years. That's what it takes to get better," end quote. Other artists shared their thoughts on Jerry Reed with Guitar Player magazine, including Eric Johnson, who said, quote, "I got turned on to Jerry Reed by Bill Hamm, a guitarist from Fort Worth, Texas. I had heard his humorous songs a bit before, but Bill showed me his instrumental playing, and I became entranced with his style. He's one of the first country guitarists to do advanced right-hand techniques similar to a steel guitar player. His whole concept offered a new vista of how to approach guitar technique. The right hand could approach the picking of the string simultaneously, like a piano. Quote. Guitarist Tommy Emmanuel said of Reed, quote, "Jerry Reed, in my opinion, is as innovative as anybody in history. When he came along, there was nobody like him, and his legacy is the single greatest body of work for fingerstyle guitar players. Nobody comes close to that. Jerry had it all, great melodies, great idea, and a great innovation in his playing. He always had the right amount of blues and jazz. It was never too much of anything. It was a good balance, and his groove was just as infectious as his musical ideas."
Take a walk, boy. Stop buying my pride and my joy. Skinner down on your new mud line. Hey, go and do a little bit of the mule Skinner blues. Yeah. Well, I'm going to town, honey. What do you want me to bring you back? Pint of cold hard booze, yeah, and a John B. Stetson hat. How's that? Hey, 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 gonna do a little bit of the Mule Skinner blues. Yeah, stand back. Yeah, come. Turn your bread around. It's getting brown. Hey, hey, hey. Go and do a little bit of the Mule Skinner blues. Well, all right. Here comes Chet Atkins. Jump on it, son.
Jerry Reed with Mule Skinner Blues from his 1970 album, Georgia Sunshine. Before that, the song Struttin' from a 1998 album called Guitar Man. And we started things off with a cut from 1968's The Amazing Guitar and Voice of Jerry Reed. That song was called Take a Walk. Jerry Reed passed away of complications from emphysema on September 1st, 2008 in Nashville, Tennessee. The last two albums he made before his death dealt largely with the men and women in the armed forces, and proceeds from the albums were donated for the treatment of disabled veterans. As John Jorgensen said of Reed, quote, "Even though Reed's technique was amazing, I think the thing I will miss most about him is his easygoing sense of humor that was always evident in his playing. Most players, myself included, can tend to get a little too serious about the music, and Jerry reminded us that guitar playing can be hot and humorous at the same time."
Seeking fortune fair, up and down the two coast line, I've traveled everywhere, from open east to open west, back across the line. Oh, but I'm going down to the place I love, and it's that old hometown of mine, son, the lake.